From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached, in spite of increasing indications that it was a bomb that destroyed a Russian passenger airliner over the Sinai Peninsula 1 week ago. An unexplained noise heard during the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion. But Egypt's chief investigator said his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator said all data from the Airbus jets flying from Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea coast to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes, 14 seconds after takeoff when the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. Debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, he added, confirming the aircraft shattered into pieces at high altitude. At least all 224 passengers and crew aboard were killed in the crash. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is off track in its involvement in Syria. Carter said Saturday at the Reagan National Defense Forum the Russians are not fighting Islamic State as they said they would and are backing President Bashar al-Assad instead of working for a political transition. A monitoring group says at least 23 civilians were killed today in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 6 children and 7 women were among the dead in the attack on the town of Douma. Polls have opened in Myanmar for the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. As many as 30 million people are expected to cast ballots Sunday, selecting from more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of the National Parliament and regional assemblies. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party. She is urging everyone to get out and vote. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China have engaged in an historic handshake before beginning a summit in Singapore, the first face-to-face meeting of the two sides since 1949. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists, then began their meeting. Mr. Xi spoke at the opening of the meeting. He says, no force can pull us apart. We are one family. Ma also spoke. He says, even though this is the first meeting, we feel like old friends, and that he is determined to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait, adding both sides should respect each other's values and way of life. Authorities in China are predicting the meeting will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations. In Taiwan, however, angry protesters tried to storm the parliament in Taipei as Ma left for the meeting. Police stopped them and no reports of arrests. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room here in the U.S. Capitol. American and Russian authorities are both trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin, a former Russian cabinet minister and founder of the international media company RT, originally known as Russia Today. President Putin mourned Lesin on Saturday, saying he'd made great contributions to modern Russian mass media. RT's English language service said Lesin died of a heart attack. New York's attorney general has opened an investigation into the Texas-based ExxonMobil Corporation on allegations the world's largest energy company suppressed evidence linking fossil fuel emissions to climate change. Part of the investigation may include the company supporting political lobbying. VOA's Greg Flakus reports.
The New York investigation focuses on whether ExxonMobil failed to inform potential investors and shareholders about the danger climate change could pose, even as the company's own researchers developed evidence that the threat was real. Tracy Hester, a legal expert at the University of Houston, says New York has a major advantage in this kind of probe.
New York enjoys the unique position of actually having the New York Stock Exchange located in Manhattan. So as a result, they've got a unique jurisdictional hook, and they've got a strong state statute and the resources to pursue it. It's going to be difficult for other states to be able to invoke the same sort of contacts and jurisdiction.
ExxonMobil's vice president for communications, Ken Cohen, tweeted a response to the allegations, saying company researchers have presented their climate change findings in more than 50 scientific publications. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
All those people who said climate change was made up, we'll see. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.